Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
73069. And would you mind repeating your name and where you're from?
No problem. My name is Dustin, and I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies. So I would have to get an account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for.
Okay. Well, I'm terribly sorry about your name, but I'm having trouble understanding what it was. Could you spell it for me or something?
No problem. That's D as in Delta, U
yep.
as in uniform, T as in Tango, I as in India, N as in November.
Okay. Dustin, is that right? Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, Dustin, I'm sorry to be such a bother, but I had a problem with our account, and I was trying to get somebody to help me. I think my wife talked to somebody a month or so ago. Apparently, we're being charged for something. We're not sure what it was, and I'm trying to track it down, and I'm hoping you can help me.
I'd be more than happy to assist you. May I have your first and last name, please?
James, J-A-M-E-S, Rose, R-O-S-E.
Thank you, and that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
5005 Pullen, P-U-L-L-I-N, L-A-N-E, in Norman, Oklahoma.
Thank you. And I am showing that this account has been called and canceled on 2/2.
Oh, it has been? Well, she said that she got a message that it might be, but she also said there was supposed to be some sort of a reimbursement for the charges that were on it, but we haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah, I do apologize. I'm not showing where there was any refund mentioned. I'm just showing where the account was canceled.
Who was the account for? I'm still uncertain as to the business that we're dealing with here.
So, yes, what I am showing is that there would have been a welcome gift of a tracker tag offered for paying the shipping of $7.45, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the welcome gift that you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club, where you pay $49.97 a month and receive a $120 gift card to the Gadgets Club website.
Okay, well, we did find that there was a refund of the $7.45, but the other charges, I was concerned about them, if there was going to be a refund about that. And what is the name of the business of the company that all of this took place with?
So, yes, it would be hotconsumerdeals.com.
Okay, where are they located?
So, yes, I do apologize. However, I wouldn't have a location for them.
Okay. Do you have a website or something?
Yes, it's hotconsumerdeals.com.
Okay. I'll try to look that up, then. So as far as you're concerned right now, or my bill is concerned, I'm not going to be charged anymore. Is that correct?
Correct. The account has been canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay. Well, is there any way I could get a confirmation of that email confirming all of that you just told me?
Yes, I can get it put in to have a email sent to you if you will give me just one moment.
Okay.
And while I'm getting that processing, was there anything else I could assist you with?
I don't guess so. I just wanted to try to put all this to bed so we didn't have any problems in the future.
Yes, I do completely understand.
Like I say, when she talked to somebody, they indicated to her they were going to send a voucher of some sort for
Yes, that would be the gift card for the $120 that would have been sent to your email for the Gadgets Club website.
Well, since I don't know anything about the company, the hot consumer, whatever it is, things, I didn't know what kind of a product that we were talking about.
So, yes, it is different gadgets. It's a discount website where you can buy gadgets at a discounted price.
I see. Well, it sounds like a scam to me. I'm sorry to say that, but that's what it sounds like. But I'm glad to hear that you think we're getting it all corrected and you're going to send me an email.
Yes, I have got that put in. I have an email for the cancellation confirmation sent to you.
Do you have my email address?
I'm showing the email address we have on file is J as in Juliet, G as in Golf, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo at me.com.
Okay, that's the correct thing. I'll be expecting the email momentarily.
Well, it is an automatic system that sends out those emails, so it can take upwards of 24 hours.
Okay. Just as long as I get something to clear this up and get it off my books, and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yes, you will receive an email and you know it has been canceled. And I do have a cancellation number I could provide to you if you would like.
I would take that information.
Yes, the cancellation number is C as in Charlie 25876598.
Okay, just a second. Let me see if I can read that back to you and see if I got it correct. C as in Charlie, 25876594.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And you call that a cancellation number or order or what?
Yes, it's a cancellation confirmation number. It is confirming the account has been canceled.
Okay. Okie dokie. Well, Dustin, I'm appreciate your patience with me and I hope that we're all cleared away, and I'm looking forward to getting that email.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I do hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.